Find yourself a comfortable spot where you will not be disturbed for the next few moments. And you can close your eyes. Allow your body to soften. Allow your mind to quiet a bit. No force, no strain. Simply let it happen. And allow yourself to get in tune with the rhythm of your breathing. The rhythm of your heartbeat, your pulse. Knowing that as you do, you become more and more connected with all beings. All beings, no matter what they might appear, are yearning for the same as you. Peace, joy, freedom, all of which are aspects of unconditional love. And so here you are in a world that seems to be in the midst of chaos. And you discover the yearning of your heart first goes to judgment, sometimes fear, sometimes anger. And you realize that is only your small self responding. It is not the truth of what you desire. And so you let these things go for a while and allow love and peace and gentleness and innocence to begin to take their place. Notice what it's like as you allow those transformational energies to occupy the space that negativity once held. How that affects your body, your mind, your emotions, your spirit. And that might be a good place for us to begin this morning. Imagine, if you like, that you are looking in a mirror. And the first level of energy you experience is that of your physical body. I recall a while ago when I was messing around with my iPad and I inadvertently pressed the camera button. And all of a sudden I noticed this little old man looking back at me. I said, well, that can't be right. And then I realized I was seeing just on a physical level. And that made up part of my world, maybe most of my world. And so you look in that mirror and you notice your physical self. You don't throw it away. You don't judge it. You don't evaluate it. You simply realize it is not who you are. And the same is similar with your emotional self. if you were allowed to come to the surface of your consciousness, all of these emotions and feelings that are rocking around inside you, some of which you can name, some of which are obvious to you, some of which might be puzzling, some you might not be able to name at all, yet you know their existence. For your purpose today, it might be best simply to realize that all of those feelings and all of those emotions are not who you are. And a similar energy is true with your thoughts, your mind. Your mind is always, always working. Sometimes when you are doing a meditation like this, you become a little bit detached from your ideas, from your thoughts. But even in that time of detachment, you notice that your mind has hooks. It grabs your attention one way or the other. And again, we are not here to judge or to analyze. But notice there is a difference between your mind hooking you, drawing you in, and you being free. You can notice what your mind is doing. But you can also realize, I am free. And then there is the layer of the spirit, which holds the truth of who you are. I am a unique expression of divine consciousness. And so is everyone and everything else. Notice the freedom that comes from that realization. No judgment, no fear, no anger. Just is. I'm not comparing. I'm not analyzing. I'm not living in duality. I am open to the truth that I am a unique expression of divine experience, and so are you. I can be grateful, I can be thankful, I can be open to this truth of who I am. Our book is called the Book of Innocence. Innocence is a state of freedom, where I am outside of judgment, outside of limitation, outside of anger, outside of duality. And here we are, hanging out together in the upper room, loving where we are, allowing ourselves to be loved where we are. Wondering what it would be like to travel through a whole day in this loving experience. And what would it be like if you knew that you did travel through a whole day like that, even though you might not have been conscious of it? I am a unique expression of divine consciousness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Deep breath. Back to the rhythm of your breathing, the beating of your heart. Open, stretching. Seeing yourself and knowing yourself and knowing the world in innocence, in love, in caring, in gratitude. The rhythm of your heartbeat, the rhythm of your breathing, stretch in a sense of love and gratitude. Open your heart, open your eyes when you're ready.